Hi everyone, welcome to Nutrition by Beatrix, a podcast to help you feel better and live healthier through proper nutrition. My name is Beatrix. I am a registered nutritionist dietitian with a master's in food science, and I will be sharing nutrition and health tips to help you manage lifestyle diseases such as hypertension, diabetes, and even renal disease. I'll also share some tips on how to manage your weight. So there are a lot to talk about, a lot of aspects, and a lot of topics to tap when it comes to nutrition and health concerns, and we are going to talk about that. But for now, we are going to talk about UTI or urinary tract infection and nutrition. But before we dive into the nutrition aspect, I am going to briefly discuss what UTI is, signs, symptoms, causes, so we have a background about what this infection is. So UTI is basically an infection of the lower urinary tract system. It involves the bladder and the urethra where we normally urinate. The common signs and symptoms of UTI could be a strong and persistent urge to urinate. And initially, there's a lot of urine coming out, but as time passes by, there could be passing frequent small amounts of urine. And as you urinate, it burns, it stings, and it just really hurts. So your pee could also appear cloudy, and it could also have a strong odor present. Plus, sometimes blood is present as well. And also, for some cases, there is pelvic pain for women, and there could be fever sometimes as well. Now, what causes UTI? It all boils down to bacterial growth. By bacterial growth, it means the bad bacteria in your body. Although our urinary tract has good bacteria to defend itself, but sometimes it just fails. Now, you may be wondering why. So there are many factors when it comes to UTI. It's just not one. But it all boils down to bacteria. But now, how do these bacteria grow? It could be due to suppressed immune system. So when your immune system is weak, you have poor diet, you have illnesses or other infections, bacteria can grow in your urinary tract. Sometimes it's also due to dehydration. So the more thirsty you are, the more chances that you could have UTI. Menopause is also a factor because estrogen levels are getting low and estrogen helps protect against bad bacteria. Sometimes also underwear. So if you're not so hygienic when it comes to underwear and if it's normally silk and not breathable, so there's a high chance that you could get UTI from there. Sexual intercourse could also be a factor that we should look into because during sex, there's discharge from men and women, lubricants, and they can all reach to the urethra, leading to bacterial growth. If you also have underlying diseases, especially relating to the kidneys, there is also a high chance that could lead to UTI. Incorrect wiping direction, especially if you wipe from back to front, could help spread the bacteria, and there's a possibility that could also lead to UTI. So now how can we cure UTI? So the best way to cure it is through antibiotics prescribed by your physician. But of course, there are certain foods to help alleviate UTI, and also there are certain foods that you should avoid because it can worsen UTI. So for the nutrition aspect, it's best that you stay hydrated. Make sure that you drink a lot of water because I know that sometimes you fear that you're gonna pee again and it's gonna hurt and sting, but it's best that you're well hydrated because the more dehydrated you are, the more bacterial growth can happen. Also, when you urinate, it also helps flush out the bad bacteria causing UTI. Cranberry juice also helps alleviate UTI, although it's not yet conclusive. But it's best that if you drink cranberry juice, make sure it's sugar-free and purely cranberry juice alone. Blueberries are also helpful, and some studies, still not conclusive, sometimes suggest coconut water. Again, sugar-free. You can also add probiotics in your diet, like yogurt and pickles, because they're rich in good bacteria and helps fight off bad bacteria coming from UTI. As for foods to avoid, make sure to avoid caffeine, spicy foods, and citric foods because they irritate your bladder, so it could sting more while you're urinating. So in relation to health and UTI, make sure that you strengthen your immune system because with a strong immunity, it could help fight off bad bacteria, therefore avoiding UTI. So I hope that you learned something for today. I hope that you have a great and amazing day. And if you have any queries or questions, feel free to email me at nutritionbybeatrix@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Facebook, Nutrition by Beatrix. Thank you so much for listening.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you, but with the there's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come, this is my kingdom.